Ever wonder why you're working so hard and just not getting ahead? Here's the deal. You might be building from a blind spot in your business. I know. This is exactly what I learned. Don't laugh. This is what I learned on the pickleball court. And that's what we're going to help you discover today. What potentially are your blind spots that are costing you momentum, money, and worst of all, you know how I feel about losing confidence. If you're new here, my name is Genevieve Scorey. I'm a former entrepreneur and C-suite executive for a $350 million brand. And honestly, I just got tired. I got so tired of all the bad sales advice for women. So I'm now a sales confidence coach, speaker, and business growth strategy for female entrepreneurs. So if that's you, buckle up. This is Fix This, Grow Fast. So I want to start with my pickleball story. Now, for those of you that are new, you know, I love me some Scorey story time. And I will tell you about two years ago, I started playing pickleball. Now, I started because my kiddo said, hey, there's this game. It's really fun. We should try it. Now, we had been playing tennis. And when I say playing tennis, I use that term very, very loosely. And our tennis coach, who is now a crazy major pickleball champion, was telling us that, you know, well, old people play pickleball. And this is a thing that, like, it's, you know, and I'm like, well, so like, what, well, is it like shuffleboard? What is it? So we started to play with my kids because, listen, if it's good enough for my 20-something-year-olds, I'm all in. Now, the truth is, I've never played racket sports. I was terrible at it in all the ways possible. And all I really wanted to do was to learn how to play with my kids and my husband without looking like a fool. You know, I just wanted them to want to play. So I had to be good enough for them to want to come and play. But I didn't really plan on being like a pickleball pro. Well, as luck would have it, they began to get better. And I did not. So my husband and I started going to the local pickleball establishments. So these would be recreational parks in the area. And in Arizona, where I live, there's typically a line to play. And what happens is you go during certain parts of the day. People sit along the fence and watch you, and dare I say, judge you. And you put your paddles in this thing that holds your space in line. And when people are done, then you get to go next. Now, when I first started, I never wanted to go when there were other people watching. It was so, so incredibly humiliating. But as time went on, I said to myself, self, we got to be bad before we get good. So you got to be willing to humiliate yourself, Genevieve, in order to live out your pickleball recreational fantasies. Now, to help me, I did decide if I was going to make a fool of myself, I at least would be well-dressed. I am all about the experience. So I bought the cute shoes. I bought several cute outfits. Somebody gave me a very luxurious, beautiful pickleball bag, which, by the way, you hang on the fence because real pickleball players do not put their pickleball bags on the ground. But I had that bag. I had my matching thermos. I was all set, even for the 100-degree days. And there are 100-degree days here. Recently, by the way, when the court was wet, I went out there with a leaf blower, y'all, a leaf blower to wipe the court of the excess water. So like, I was like dedicated. Now, what began to happen is I would show up regularly and I would lose regularly. Well, I would say I didn't lose all the time, but I didn't win with any consistency. In other words, when I won, it was either because I was with a really great partner, my husband or my son are both very good at pickleball, Or I would do things and really not have any idea why it worked. And I would ask for tips. I really would, because I wanted to be good. So I'd ask for tips and people would say things to me that just didn't really make sense. Like they would say things like, make sure the paddle is open. Okay, well, is it open? Is it closed? I didn't know. People would say things like, you know, turn on your side. People would say, make sure you finish over your shoulder. And I would try, at least I thought I was trying these various things, and nothing really seemed to improve my game. And so that became kind of frustrating. Like I really wanted to play, but the truth was I wasn't really good at it. And the longer I played, y'all, I'm just telling you, the more evident it became that something was missing and I couldn't for the life of me figure out what it was. And I watched the videos, you guys. I watched the videos. I looked for the strategies. I tried so hard. I watched YouTube. I read magazines. Nothing. We even hired somebody once. Nothing seemed to improve my game. And the part for me that was hard was like my biggest fear was being that girl that nobody wanted to play with because you knew you were going to lose. Right? That's always exciting to be that person. That was me. I was that person, which meant that every time I played like in a foursome and we had to divide people up, I went back to like middle school where we were picking teams and I was like the last person being picked. Horrible. It was horrible. No joke. Absolutely, completely horrible. Yet I kept playing and I kept telling myself it's just about having fun. But like this competitive part of me just wouldn't shut up. So what happened was literally as recently as a few weeks ago, one of my neighbors who is a certified pickleball instructor said, I'm going to run a clinic for intermediate people. The intermediate people? Now, here's the one thing I can tell you for sure. I definitely didn't do well with the beginners because I was a little past beginners. But the intermediate people, those were the people I was afraid of. And I didn't want to go and play with them. I mean, I did really want to go and play with them. But it scared me because I knew how competitive they were. So we went. I went on that day. And I remember something happened. Something clicked for me. Like everything he said, I was like, choo, choo. Oh, file away, file away. Oh, I understand what that means. Oh, let's go. And what he had us do was he would have us drill certain things and then he would cover something else and we would drill those things. And then he'd watch us play. Then he would critique the things we did and he would remind us again, here's the things you need to do. Now, here was what was so interesting that day. What was so interesting was one, everybody pops the damn ball up. Like while I was telling myself I was the only human being on the face of the planet that pops the ball up, literally two of the four people there were like, I got to learn how to not pop the ball up. Everybody hits while they're running. It's something everybody does. And it became really clear to me the things that I actually didn't know that I didn't know were things that the better players knew that they didn't know, but they weren't really great at. But at that moment, I remember thinking, oh my gosh, that makes sense. I didn't know that. Oh my gosh, that makes sense. I don't do that either. And so at the end of the practice, I actually could tell not only was I getting better, but my confidence was improving. And I literally came home that day and I told my husband, you won't believe it. Something clicked. I literally understand what y'all have been trying to tell me all this time. Now, since then, my games, y'all, they are so much better. Literally. Not only are they so much better, but I feel better going, which means I'm going to show up more. How does this relate to business, you ask? In all the ways. Literally, all the ways. You guys, we all have things that we don't know that we do not know. I'm going to say that again. Part of growth is discovering the things that you don't know that you don't know. And if you don't know that you don't know something and you just keep showing up doing the things that you don't know that you don't know, are you going to get better? No. No. And if you're listening, I want you to write in the comments, I want you to write one thing that you discovered that you didn't know that you didn't know until you found out that you didn't know it. And I'm telling you, it changes everything. But nobody sits around and says, okay, here's what's going to happen. You actually are going to run into things that you don't know that you don't know. Like, it's like, well, if you don't know that you don't know something, how in God's name are you supposed to learn how to make it work? You see, just showing up does not improve your game, y'all. You actually need, and I have done this, like this is how I took my business when I was an entrepreneur from miserable failure to marginal success to, oh my gosh, that was fast, getting my business to a significant income. I put a system together for discovering what I didn't know that I didn't know. So here's my tips for you. The first tip, and the thing that I teach people all the time, and I say it regularly. If you're following me on social media, you know I am a big self-development girl every single dang day. Every day, y'all, I prioritize at least 15 minutes a day, 5 days out of the week, 5 days out of the week. And I am not talking about my chair time, my Bible study time, my God time, my spiritual time. That is not part of this. This is literally work, professional, self-development stuff. Now, all that other stuff, like all that prior, all that, you ought to prioritize that too, but you don't get to double dip. Are you picking up what I'm laying down here? You have to prioritize. Now, and here's the other thing, because I know I can see your thought bubbles. Some of you are like, yeah, but I'm already doing that. Okay. But you know what I know you're not doing? You're not actually going out and using the thing that you are learning. Come on. Come on. Growth doesn't happen in big leaps, mamas. It doesn't. It's something small that you have to do every day and you keep perfecting and perfecting. Like for me, an example, pickleball, you got to hold your paddle open, which is boop this way at a 45 degree angle. Hello. Didn't know that. Guess who wasn't holding their paddle open at 45 degrees? Moi. I was there. I was showing up. I was swinging my paddle with wild, wild inaccuracy. Can I get an amen to wild inaccuracy in your business? Those of you that have really great months and then you're like, oh, this was a great month. And then you're like, this month, no idea what happened. It's because your paddle is not at 45 degrees. But you don't know that. You don't know what you don't know. So what you want to do is you want to pick something that stretches you. Just pick something that stretches you. And I want you to study it and listen and apply it. Are you ready? 7 times through. Every single audiobook I listen to at least 7 times. The number one thing people ask me is, well, how do you know how to do scripting? How do you know what to say when it, like, it just flows off your tongue? And I'm always like, girl, I have spent countless hours listening to the same things every day for decades. You are bound to have that stuff all up in your soul and at a moment's notice accessible to you when you are doing that small thing every day over time. So pick your thing. I want you to prioritize it, because can I tell you what's going to happen here is you're going to start to learn things. And if you know how you know that you're on the right track when you're listening to things and you say, oh my gosh, I didn't know that. Ta-da! That's the moment we're looking for. You better write that down, Martha. You better write that down 7 times through. Number 2, are you ready? And I couldn't be more serious about this. You have to decide you want to master certain skills. Not just learn how to do them. I want you to think gold medal mastery of certain things. See, amateurs collect information. Bam. She said it. I did. You guys that are out there collecting info, that's got to stop. It's not about collecting information. Amateurs collect information. Masters collect results. You want to be a master. You want to be collecting results. You want to pick a thing, step number one, and then dedicate yourself to becoming so, so good at it that nothing knocks you off your certainty about it. In other words, when you master a subject, obstacles, they look completely different for masters than they do amateurs. They don't freak you out. They don't get you all upset. They don't distract you. You're just like, okay, I know how to handle this. I know how to handle this. That's the place that you want to be. Choose mastery. Pick that one thing and get obsessed about it and do not move. I don't care who wrote a new book. I don't care who's got a new system. Do not move on until you have mastered the thing that you are currently on. And last, and I will tell you, this is something that I think people take for granted, and that is get a coach. Every person that has mastered something significant has a coach. I was listening to Brené Brown the other day on a podcast, and she was talking about her coach said, and I was like, what? Brené Brown has a coach? Yes. If Brené Brown has a coach, we all need a coach. So get, but here's, because again, I see your thought bubbles and I am with you. I am with you. Not all coaches are the same. And there are a lot of very well-meaning, lovely human beings out there that really want to help you, but they, Molly, you in danger, girl, they just aren't equipped. They just aren't equipped. And here's why. Because just because you know what to do doesn't mean you know how to teach it. Not every high performer is actually conscious of their success systems. Do you know there's a term out there called unconsciously competent? Meaning you don't have any idea why you're so good at the things. And I know lots of people that are unconsciously competent. I have coached many people over several decades, and there are more people than I can count that I go, well, how and why does that work? And they go, I don't really know. I don't know. Those people cannot coach you. They cannot coach you. And if somebody does actually know what it is that makes them successful, they might not even be very good at teaching it or even able to predict what your obstacles are going to be. A coach's job is to shorten your learning curve. Challenge your assumptions and make sure that you don't spend an exorbitant amount of time, as in years, perfecting the wrong things. And in my universe, a coach is the person who holds your dreams in their heart too and advocates for them. Now, I do want you to know we all have blind spots. They're super normal. And let me help you understand this and say this very clearly. Having blind spots doesn't mean you're failing. It means you're at the right place for growing. Every next level in business is going to reveal a brand new set of things that you didn't know you didn't know. And lovies, that is not weakness. That is wisdom. But if you don't have systems to watch for, recognize, and combat those blind spots early, they're going to drain you, they're going to cost you money, and they're going to cost you momentum. Listen to me when I'm telling you this. Awareness is your competitive edge. And honestly, that is why I love resilience mapping so much. In resilience mapping, which is my method, my unique method for helping people set their foundations for success, we actually address all of those things up front so that you're not surprised and you're equipped when it happens. Your growth depends on awareness plus systems. And if you want to play at a higher and higher level in pickleball or business, you can't rely on luck or figuring it out as you go. You need awareness. You need systems. And you need help seeing your blind spots before they become barriers. So ask yourself these two questions. What do I not know that I need to know? And what systems do I have in place to find those answers? Because when you finally know what you don't know, you get to stop guessing. And that, my friends, is when everything clicks. Speaking of clicks, if this clicked for you and you want help with your systems and you want help figuring out what your blind spots are, maybe you'd like to learn more about resilience mapping. I'd like to offer you, honestly, the most incredible free gift I can, which is a free trial in the Savvy Selling Lounge. Now, depending on when you listen to it, we may still be in a waitlist mode, but I'm going to put the link in the comments, but in the show notes below, so that you can get on that waitlist. It's an exclusive group designed to help women learn how to create businesses that feel like you and without burning out. So get in there. Get in there, and you'll also get access to our secret podcasts, our community, a success map, training, encouragement, masterminds, all the things. Because at the end of the day, women sell different, and they deserve a system that supports that. I'm so excited that you were here. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.